You've already met the Thanes of Rigel and even followed them on their quest across the sea. But now travel back to the city they call home mere days after their departure, where a brand new story is taking shape. Set upon by bad luck, a group of disparate individuals find themselves forced to work together at the behest of the rich and the powerful. But in Rigel, nothing is ever quite as it seems. With new powers on the rise and the city's thanes gone, will others rise to the occasion or discover they're not quite heroes at all? The Pod Called Quest presents Quest Side Story.
Everybody, welcome back to the Pod Called Quest. As always, I'm your friendly neighborhood game master Josh.
And I'm Stephanie.
I'm Shane.
And I'm Foz.
I'm Laura.
And I'm David.
Everybody seems so enthused for that one. Everybody was like, I'm someone.
Let's do another one.
Do another one.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't nearly as dour.
Do it over.
Make it less enthused.
Yeah, we'll do it over.
Okay, everybody. Welcome back to Pod Called Quest. My name is Josh.
My name is Dave. My name is Jeff.
I'm Laura.
My name's Jeff.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Pod Called Quest. My name is Josh, friendly neighborhood game master.
My name is Jeff.
Stephanie.
And I'm Stephanie.
Oh, no.
Do it over.
No. We're good.
Do it over. Keep going.
Do a happy one.
Okay.
Jesus, God.
Stop that, happy. Take it down.
Welcome back to the Pod Called Quest. It's your friendly neighborhood game master, Josh.
And I'm Stephanie.
They're after me, Lucky Charms. I'm Shane O'Malley.
Oh, man. If anyone who's listening is in either Ireland's. We're sorry.
So offensive.
All right, can we?
We're not making fun of Irish folks. We're making fun of leprechauns
and ourselves
as Americans who can't do accents.
Can we do
the first
over?
One we did was great.
No. You guys, all of this is staying.
No,
in, dude.
Do it keep over. Stopping.
No,
Josh,
all of it staying.
Just cut it. We got to do a good one.
No, we did a good one. It's fine.
The first one was great.
I feel left out. Like I was at the end, and you guys stopped like midway. This is some bullshit.
We have to do it over.
Why?
I'll start it off. All right, everybody, welcome to the Pod Called Quest. As per usual, I'm Shane.
And I'm Stephanie.
And I'm from the neighborhood. Fuck! God damn it, Stephanie!
I go second.
Shane doesn't go first!
We gotta start this right.
Boy. So anyway, last time...
No, we're not... Guys, we're not leaving that in.
This is staying in, dude.
The first one was literally perfect.
What was wrong with the first one?
David didn't get to say a thing.
What was wrong with all of it?
No,
David said his name.
The first one we did was fine. We like made a joke about it after.
What was wrong with it? We did a very racist leprechaun.
It's fine.
Good Lord. The first one was fine. We can just keep that one.
It's all staying in, guys.
Moving on. Remember when Michael Sheen was actually a double agent? Let's talk about that.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you guys... You know, that's a fun way to get us rolling into the episode. What do you guys think is going on there with a good old Ray? Reynard Bilmora.
Nard Dog.
Yeah, the Nard Dog.
The Nard Dog.
Yeah.
More Nardo.
Like, no, he's the Nard Jackal, perhaps. More like the Jackal.
Oh, that's a theory.
Holy
wait a minute.
Shit.
Yeah.
Sure, that's a theory. Sure.
He gone.
That's not a bad theory.
Oh,
that's a theory.
Okay, for everybody at home,
I love that.
The Jackal was the sidekick of the Blood Raven.
Sidekick is kind of derogatory.
They were like partners.
Oh, yeah. He ain't no Robin.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe romantic partners. Who knows?
Maybe.
Who knows?
He was the psychic.
Vigilante romance is so sexy.
We did talk about it. Yeah, we did talk about the two of them in an earlier episode.
Yes. And then Blood Raven said that he's not around anymore. Maybe it's Ray.
He's undercover.
Yeah. Holy shit. You guys, that actually makes so much sense because Ray even brought the Raven up. He's like, when did you last talk to the Raven?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing.
Oh my God, that's
and
solid.
Is Ray working with the Prime Minister?
Here's the thing.
I don't remember.
We don't know that.
I think he's just working. He just knows that we're working with the Prime Minister.
The thing is, like, whether or not he is with the prime minister or is the jackal. Doesn't matter because we don't know whose side he's on yet. It's too soon to tell. He was suspiciously nice, which I think we all got a weird vibe from. Sure, I rolled a good sense motive, but he could have rolled a better bluff.
Still, like, he could be playing us on the side of
He's
Bestlev too.
He might be playing Bestlev Howell, but if that's the case, his bluff must be really good.
What if he's working for Bestlev and playing us by pretending to be on our side?
I think is going on. Hannibal has no idea, but I think that he really isn't working for the prime minister. But Josh gave me that sense motive, and so Hannibal believes it.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
I'm literally not saying a word of whether or not you guys are right or completely off base. That's fine. Have your theories.
Hell yeah.
A little healthy skepticism won't do us any harm, you know?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a really interesting take on it, guys. That's all I'm saying.
I'm sure you do.
Or, you know, in my like 50 Shades of Vigilante idea.
50 Shades of Ray?
50 Shades of Ray. Yeah, yeah. 50 Shades of Ray Vince or something.
Ooh. That sounds like some weird kind of Star Wars sequel trilogy really spinoff. Yeah.
I don't want to see that.
Star Wars
at all.
Porn. But yeah, maybe these
vigilantes. Laura does. If Laura wants Kylo to see that Ren's shit, if Ben down. Solo's involved, yeah.
Hell yeah.
I think it's so good of a theory. You should rewrite the story to match it.
Please. Ooh.
The romance, too.
Oh, you mean like how they wrote episode 9?
Yay.
Wrong. Wrong.
Anyways, we always end up talking about Star Wars somehow. So you guys left off the last session with a lot of money.
Oh yeah.
Shit. We got money.
Oh, that's right.
4,000 each.
Holy shit.
Also, what? I mean, 4,000 went to Judas. I don't know how y'all want to play that out because he's a bird who can't spend his own money.
We're going to gamble with him.
4,000 to Judas?
Yeah, he said, I'll even pay the goddamn bird if you join.
Fuck, man.
Oh, smart Hannibal.
I didn't negotiate that. I wasn't negotiating.
You kind of were.
No, I wasn't.
No one knew that you weren't, though. It was good.
I told you guys I was.
You're kind of that bumbling. Negotiated. Yeah, you're that bumbling, like, Mr. Magoo character that accidentally gets himself paid like $1 million. Mm-hmm. By just not wanting to do something and then ends up falling into the $1 million anyways. Yes. You kind of are Mr. Magoo.
Son of a bitch. True. I'm so happy. Totally I'm Mr. so Magoo. Poor. My character was broke.
And John Cleese is like the perfect British surrogate for why can't I remember who Mr. Magoo's name is? I should know this. Leslie Nielsen.
Wait, what? Oh, duh.
But yeah, I don't know like what you guys want to do with that. It's far more money than you deserve at this level, but sure.
Let's go fucking wild, guys.
Let's party.
Fucking party.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's go to Meridian Vegas.
Yeah.
Does that exist?
Wait, though.
There is a town not too far from here. Would take a little bit of but Darrow down south from here is like a fucking gambling, you know, fun times town.
I'm ready.
Wow. I didn't really sell it very good. It's a gambling fun times town. Anyways, well, let's get into it right away here, guys. So you guys are just still back at Howell's house. Still in the parlor room. You were just all handed a sack, each one filled with 400 platinum pieces. What do you guys do?
Run like hell.
Bye.
Really?
No. Oh.
Yeah, Kenzo goes back to the east.
He just dips. Like all leave. Yeah. Bye. We're done.
So do we just wait for your call?
Well, I mean, I'd assume that you'd want to at least take a day to go spend some of your money.
Sure, I'm okay with this.
I mean, you don't have to. I can give you an assignment now. It's really up to you all.
I have been
I'm just
bored.
Happy you all got in. I got off 5 out of 5. And they, Ray, isn't it great? We got 5 out of 5. He says, oh, yes, sir. It's good.
Oh, why not both? Perhaps we could go spend some money and then take on that assignment. No use in wasting a perfectly good day.
Of course not. Of course not. It is still bright and early. So, yeah, no problem. If you all just want to go out and take your time and spend some of your new hard-earned cash and just maybe report back, or I can give you the assignment now. It's really up to you.
I am curious what it might be, and it might help me spend some of my money.
You know, I have a couple meager tasks for you, maybe to start off with, just to kind of get your feet wet with, you know, working for me. And so, what are some bigger stuff for you down the line once they come up? But, you know, I have been having some issues recently. There's been a couple of shits going around and kind of squeezing some of my tenants out for a little bit of extra money. I own some land here and some area inside the city. Most of it's for either residential or business matters, and a couple of the businesses are getting squeezed out for what you would call protection. Let's just say I'm not gonna put up with that kind of stuff in my shops. And so maybe going and checking some of those out, talking to the tenants, seeing maybe what's going on, who the people are, might help for you all maybe to just show up or try to find when these guys are squeezing the money out of them and teach them, you don't fuck with Bestlef Howell.
This sounds okay.
Good. If you do want to go shop, one of the people who have been have reported some issues are one of my tenants. They own a magic shop. They're down on the far south side of Guildside on the border of the Lavender Promenade. So if you wanted to go over there, I'm sure you could talk to them and see what's been going on. Does that sound okay for you all?
What's the name of the shop? I am curious.
It's owned by the Brothers Fitzelric.
Oh, shoot.
I see you all have heard of them.
Well, Lord Howell, I will have you know that no one will be extorting them any longer. My business counts on it as well.
Very good. That's good to hear. They're good lads, and they pay rent on time.
That's the most important.
Anything else?
I think that's good.
Very good. One thing to remember, because you do work for me, make sure they know, and they'll definitely provide you a discount.
Ooh.
Oh, that's good to know.
Sweet.
And he kind of sits there for a second, like raises his eyebrows and sits back and goes, well, have a nice day.
Thank you.
We leave.
Bye.
I was going to say, you all sit there for like 10 seconds in silence, and he kind of like looks like back at Ray and looks back at you guys, like shakes his head a little bit like,
what the heck?
Go away. Okay, so you guys leave. What do you guys want to do first? Is there anywhere you want to frequent? Anybody think about what they're going to do with their money? Or did nobody think about this?
Looking up some items, but I haven't landed on anything.
Everybody give themselves another 800, because Judas does not need it.
What?
Wait,
what?
Really?
Thanks. I'm richer
Chain
than
slash Judas slash Hannibal.
I had 15 gold before this. Like, I was broke as fuck.
So yeah, what do you guys, want to go anywhere in particular? Get anything in particular? Anywhere you want to go? Or do you want to head to this magic shop right off the bat?
Magic shop.
Yeah, I think we could knock out some stuff there.
Definitely.
For a discount.
There's definitely some things that I'm eager to get, but I feel like we can start there.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Especially with the discount.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys venture down through Guildside. You're up at the far north end of the city currently. And eventually, a while afterwards, it takes you guys a long time to walk through Guildside because it is one of the biggest portions of the city. You guys eventually do get down towards where Guildside butts up against the walls that separate it from the Lavender Promenade. Does anybody want to anyone who has knowledge local can roll to see if they can find where the Fitzelric Brothers shop is?
I mean, I feel like I would just know it, but I have knowledge local as well.
Yeah, why don't you just, I know you know it, but let's have you roll, based off character, you would know it, but, rolling dice is more fun.
Unless you roll poorly.
Hey, even then, it's fun.
13.
13?
I rolled it in 20.
Oh.
I should use real dice.
Well, I will say, and this isn't me just saying this because you rolled bad, but I only said it like a DC 10 because you did know where it is, but sweet. I want to see if you would roll epically bad, but you didn't.
I would have auto-passed it.
Oh, well, cool. There you go. See, that makes sense because he knows where it is. So you guys eventually kind of curve around. It's actually built right across from where the walls that block off these two districts of the city kind of are. You can see actually just across the little avenue here is this kind of large, very blue building. It stands out really starkly from kind of the very red bricked and red tiled housing around here. And you can see there's this large, opulent sign with this gold encrusted script that just says, The Brothers Fitzelric. And underneath it says, Magical Manufacturing and Arcane Emporium.
Well, this is the place.
It
after
sure
you.
Looks like it.
And he holds open the door for you guys.
Oh, thank you, Hannibal.
Thanks, Pops.
Of course.
So you guys go in and it's not dimly lit in here, but it definitely has like a darker mood to it. You come in and there's a counter over to the left and you can see there's kind of a door that leads further into the building here. You can see there's actually like just a magical glyph just carved in and partially glowing on the floor right when you guys enter. And there's just different statues and doodads everywhere. Everything's really nicely labeled and all along shelving. You can see everything from like, there's like a really nice little glass box to the side that has like rings and amulets and all these other like fun stuff over there. They have a couple magical weapons that hang, but there's all kinds of strange odds and ends all throughout. And it has this very distinct smell. Like imagine like sage and whiskey.
Delicious. Mm-hmm. Smells like my house.
I'm into it.
That's so pleasant. Sorry, I dig that.
Yeah, it's an interesting combination that is kind of, kind of pleasant. Mm-hmm. But you come in and you see immediately as like you guys come in, there's like this out of nowhere, not a bell, but literally you hear throughout the room, you hear like bing bong bing bong 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 bing bong. And it just sounds throughout the entire room. There's no directional sound of it. It just sounds in the middle. of the room, and you see immediately, you hear some things like fall over, and you see a guy's head pop up from behind the counter. He is cast as Simon Pegg.
Of course.
I remember.
And he looks up and he's like, oh, hey.
Hello.
Customers. Hello. Oh, Hannibal. How you doing, friend?
Good to see you. Do I know which brother this is?
Roll a perception check.
Okay. 18.
18. Yeah, you can tell. This is definitely Silas. Silas is the he's the chiller of the two. The thing that gives it away is that even though they're brothers, the other one, Sylvester, the other twin, identical twin, definitely puts on a bit more of airs, and he has much more of a posh accent, the other one. So him being far more hoity-toity, he does a little bit more of the direct magic stuff. Silas is more of the salesman, still an accomplished arcanist, but definitely more of like takes care of the shop, and he's kind of more of a people person.
Nice.
So,
good afternoon, Silas. How are you doing this afternoon?
Oh, I'm doing great, friend. Just running the shop, you know, typical day.
Of course. Sorry for being rude, but these are my friends, and we are here on the business of Lord Bessel of Howell. Everybody, this is Silas Fitzelric.
Hello, how do you do?
How are we doing, everybody?
Hello.
Rizan just nods.
Kenzo says,
Hannibal, when'd you start working for, you know, Howell?
Funny you should mention it. We all just started today.
Today? Okay. Do you need... Oh, does he need the rent?
No, we can get that.
Okay.
He says you're one of his favorites because you always pay on time.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's me. Sly's not really into the whole business thing, but you know, I'll make sure that we get everything out to him on time. Well, what brings you by? Is it Howell business, or are we talking about like you're here to buy something like usual?
Actually, we were hoping for both.
Well, spit it out, old friend.
Well, today is payday, so...
Ah.
I was hoping to spend some of my retainer on that thing I was looking at, but could not previously afford.
Well, payday's my favorite day, so what can I get you all? And he kind of comes out from behind the counter. He's like, we've got a ton of different things for you to check out, but what y'all thinking? You want something like... And he goes over and he like picks up like there's this like really elaborate staff, and he's like, you interested in this, buddy? Pretty penny the cost, but anything in particular? We've got rings, we've got amulets, we've got these fancy braces, we've got plenty of stuff all made by hand by me and my brother, and it should be good for all of you, but let me know what you want.
Well, I am ready, but if you all would like to shop peruse first, be my guest.
I just have one question.
Yes, and your name?
My name is Arkrov.
Good, nice to meet you, Arkrov. What can I get for you?
Do you have the standard bag of holding?
Does a wizard keep a spell book? Of course I got a bag of holding.
Oh.
He goes over to like, there's like a rack, and he goes, what size do you want? And he pulls like out of the wall, which this just looks like a panel in the wall. He just pulls it open and there's a rack of bags and they all kind of sway. He's like, they go from like a tiny little haversack all the way up to this big fucking like side bag. He's like, which one do you want, friends? We've got them all.
How much is this one? And he picks up the smallest one.
The smallest one? I don't know. How much is a standard bag of holding? I don't remember.
2,500 gold.
Yeah, it's that much.
I buy it.
Okay. I buy it.
I was told there was some sort of discount possibly involved.
Oh, for what?
For being with Bessel of Howell.
Oh, yeah, sure, of course. Yes, of course. How does 10% sound?
That sounds great.
Great. Well, let's, it'll be 2,250 gold for you.
Thank you.
Do you want to split that, buddy, with all of us? It's like a group item, you know?
Yeah, we could all pitch in, maybe.
Chip in.
That's true. I didn't really think about it, but all right. It's up to
you. We'll put it on Judas's tab.
Perfect. How much would it be split between all of us?
450 gold for each of you.
Not bad.
Fair. Sweet. We'll do it.
I'm down.
Get behind that.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. So you guys split that up. Get yourself a regular old level 1 bag of holding. Nice.
Yay.
I don't think you guys got a bag of holding in the other game till like level 5.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're doing good better job this round, man.
Hannibal would like to buy something a little special, which I'm sure they have.
I was actually in the market for one of those.
And he points to his head.
Those.
A brain? I'm just kidding, old friend.
Oh, that is a charming joke, Silas. No, a headband.
Headband. What would you like it to do?
Well, I was hoping it could increase my mental faculty. Although my brain is still quite sharp, it could waver at any moment.
Could always be sharpened. I always follow that philosophy. Sure. You're looking for like one of like stage one, stage two. What are we thinking?
Oh, I can only afford the first one.
The one. All right. Well, just so you know, and so the listeners know that your GM actually makes it a little more expensive because of the particular way that his work in his game. So it'll be 4,500 gold.
Oh, actually, I cannot quite afford that yet.
How much?
Although you do get the 10% discount. So do some math. He pulls out a pocket abacus.
Pocket how much abacus. Do you need?
Like 103 gold.
You know what? For you, 4,050.
Oh, dear friend, I couldn't possibly. And then he just hands over the gold.
Okay. Yeah, you get the headband of vast intelligence. It has like an extra little bit of an effect based off of how I do it. I have to double check. I don't remember. But remember, it raises it automatically to 18, no matter what it is. That's how I'm doing it. Like at least the 2E playtest was. I don't know how the actual second edition items work, but how the playtest did. I liked it, so I ported it over.
Okay, so, but I already have a 20, so my intelligence will go up to 22?
Correct, yeah.
Awesome.
It either brings you automatically to 18 or adds 2.
Awesome.
Whatever would give you a higher score.
Ooh, feeling smart.
Yeah, you put it on and you instantaneously kind of feel more enlightened. You know more a bit about, you know, you get extra skill points and you're feeling more intelligent. It does feel like it is fleeting. Like if you were to take it off, it would go away, but that'll subside in about a day. Well, anyone else want to buy anything?
I would.
Yes, miss, your name?
Razan.
Nice to meet you, Razan. What can I help you with?
There's a certain type of key that I'm looking for.
Okay. What sort of key?
It's called the key of lock jamming. Do you have something like it?
Key of lock jamming? You know what? Give me 1 second. And he goes over and he pulls up like this like big tome. He's like, let me check the catalog real quick. I've never made one of these, but Sly could have made one. Let me see. All right. Yeah. I think we've got one or two of those lying around here somewhere. You know that these, they only work once. And they're going to run you about, I mean, before your discount, but about 400 gold each. Sound okay?
That sounds fine by me.
Good. Let me see. I'm not finding them up here. Let me go in the back real quick, see what my brother's up to, see if he knows where these are stored. Sorry. All the things that I make are nicely organized. And he just goes into the back. And you just hear like this muffled kind of, hey, Sly! And he's like, damn it, brother! Just in the middle of an enchantment! Well, you'll be, it's fine. You'll just pick it up in a second. Where do you keep the keys of lock jamming? It's like, they're under the counter. They're organized with a Dewey Decimal System. By the gods. Fine, I'll find it. Thanks. If you want to come out and say hi to the fucking guests, we've got people in here. Hannibal's here. And he goes, oh, Hannibal's here? And you see their two heads pop out, and it's the exact same face, identical twins. And they come out, and Sylvester's like, oh, Hannibal, so good to see you, sir. And shakes his hand. Oh, I love this headband on you. This looks wonderful.
Oh, thank you. It's so good to see you, Sylvester.
It is good to see you as well. One of our favorite patrons.
I don't mean any disrespect, but I find it quite hideous. I am going to have to put it under some sort of headdress or something.
Well, if you wanted to, we could always work out some way to make it not visible.
No.
For a charge.
I've always wanted a hat.
You could get a nice hat. And even the magic should work if you wear a hat and then place the headband on the hat as if it's like one of the little brim band things. It should still function. It's still on your person. The magic shouldn't be affected at all.
Ooh.
So, depends on the material of the hat. I've never tested it with metal before, but anything like felt or fabric should be fine.
Well, I hate to take you away from your work. I know how pressing time is on these matters.
Well, sadly, I was in the middle of an enchantment and my dim-witted twin brother here interrupted it. I have to put back in the 4 hours of work I just lost. Oh, shove it off. Just go back to work, you old fucking prune. Is this you were the one who was born for? He says, yes, exactly. Let your older brother talk. Go back to the back. He kind of goes back and he says, well, it was a pleasure of all of you, whatever, pish-posh, whatever. And he kind of goes in the back and he says, good, now that the old wet blanket's gone, don't put it on the hat. It will look bad. Just put it underneath. Don't listen to him. He's got no fashion sense. yeah, we've got two of them here. And he kind of takes out these two ornate brass keys that look like really, really gorgeous and like super shiny brass. Like they catch all the light in here of like the flickering ever-burning torches and stuff. And he says, with these two, it would be 800 for the two, but for you, let's say that's going to be, let's make it 720 gold and you'll be all set.
I'm sorry. I think there's a misunderstanding. I only want one.
Apologies. I thought you wanted two. So that's going to be, for that, it's going to be 360.
Excellent. There's a couple of other items as well.
Sure. Let's all just lay this out on the table and we'll keep that for you. What else do you want to get?
An iron rope.
Iron rope. Is this like a magical or are you looking for like cable?
No, it's a magical item.
Let's see here. Okay, once again, this is a single use something, I believe. So be aware of that. Once you make the command word, this will go fully rigid and there's no way turning it back. But I do have some right over here. You hear like a big drawer slide open and he goes in and just pulls it out. He just pulls out this big, what does it say? Yeah, 25 feet long. So he pulls out this big 25 foot, just looks like hemp rope. And he kind of goes over and he checks the tag and he goes, oh, sure. For you, after your discount, that's going to be 675 gold. So that with your 360 for the key, 1,035.
Excellent. And one last item.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a bladed belt?
Bladed belt. Let's look at the catalog here. B, bladed belt. It looks like we've had these in the past, but it looks like we might be out of stock of these. So I could make one for you. Yeah, it would take about maybe a day and a half. You pick it up 2 days from now.
Excellent. I'll take it.
Good. That's they're usually 2,000 gold. So for you, with your 10% discount, it'll be 1,800.
That sounds like a fair price. Thank you.
All right. So let's go ahead. We'll put half down on the 1,800 as of this point. So you'll owe us today 1,935 gold. And you'll pay another 900 when you get your bladed belt in 2 days. Anybody else? Today's a good day. Hannibal, you're our best patron.
Oh, thank you. I'm sure I am.
I mean, you're in here every day, and now you've brought four friends who are all spending good chunks of money.
You'll be seeing us more often now that we are under the employment of Lord Howell. I assure you that.
I'm sure I'll be seeing you more and more at the start of the month.
So, doppelganger man.
He gives you like a strange look. He says, I'm not a fucking changeling.
No, I know. I forgot your name.
Oh, Silas. Sai works too.
Okay. Sai, we heard from Mr. Bestlev that you were having problems with locals pressing you for cash.
I mean, not really too much of a problem. I mean, there's just some men around the area that like to make sure that everyone's, you know, keeping safe. You know, guild side sometimes can get mighty dangerous. So we just pay them off a little bit. And it's not a big deal or anything. We're just making sure that, you know, everything's fine.
I feel like you're being modest. And he would like to roll a sense motive.
Sure, go for it.
13.
13. He seems like he's being pretty honest. Doesn't strike you immediately as like, oh, he's trying to hide something, or he's being like, mm-hmm. not telling the whole truth. It just kind of seems like, yeah, I mean, maybe it's not a big deal.
So they're not taking enough proceeds to affect your business then?
No, I don't want to pay them, but it seems like it's kind of necessary. And that's kind of we're rather new here. We actually came and we visited from the noble realms across the sea for the festival. And I don't know, we like the air here better. It's a lot more damp over there. It rains all the time. And so we decided that let's not live under the rule of kings and we'll live under the rule of freedom. So we stayed, settled down roots. We're working right now on our citizenship. So we're new to this place. I mean, I guess if this is the custom, this isn't any worse than having a king come in and collect exorbitant taxes.
It is not the custom. We have been sent by Mr. Howell to have a little chat with these individuals. So we wanted your help. Maybe pinpointing where they are and who they are.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't want any sort of trouble. I don't want any sort of bloodshed or anything like that. I don't want that on my hands. I'm just a humble mage.
We said nothing about bloodshed. We wanted to have a conversation.
I mean, you work for Bestlev, so he kind of gives you turns his head to the side and smiles and kind of nods like...
What do you mean by that?
We know what's... I mean, his men aren't exactly gentle.
You've experienced this?
If you're working for him, then... Yeah, I live here in Guildside. Heard the rumors. Never seen it myself, but we're the ones who pay our rent on time. Can only imagine.
So you're more worried about Bestlev Howell than you are these people that are charging you for protection?
No, I'm sure that these people wouldn't be happy if we didn't pay up on time, but I pay my dues on time.
Dues for what exactly?
Pardon me?
You said you pay your dues on time.
For the protection of these men who apparently isn't... It's not the normal custom here in Guildside. I thought this was pretty normal. It's not that weird for coming under some tyrannical rule back in Avalok, so...
It's definitely not normal.
You've got a lot of angry liege lords up there, so plenty of people are taxing their peasants whenever they decide.
Oh, yes. No, I'm very familiar with the lords and the feudal system and all of their taxation.
Living here in Arden's, it's way better here. There's a fixed tax rate based on your income. And the taxes. Look at this city we live in. Taxes go to that shit. It's good. Infrastructure.
You're already being taxed, but this extra tax...
It's not only is it uncommon, it's quite frankly very illegal.
It's exploitation.
Extortion.
Mm-hmm.
Call me not wise, but I didn't realize. This would be very modest money to pay from where I come from.
May I inquire how much?
I mean, it's a little embarrassing.
Between friends, no need to be embarrassed.
I mean, they come by maybe once or twice a month and I pay them at least a couple hundred gold each.
Oh, wow, that is quite steep.
And they bring more and more men each time. Gotta pay them all.
That's not right.
I won't lie to you. You are painting a very horrible picture.
Yeah, saying it out loud makes it sound a lot worse.
Let us say...
Just keep your voices down. Sly doesn't know.
We can take care of them for you.
I don't want anyone to... They're not bad people. They're nice. They one of them has even bought some things from us. Fair and square.
Will you listen to yourself?
With your money.
People exploiting you for money are not being nice.
And I hate to break it to you, but Beslov is pretty dead set on ending it here and now, so I don't think either of us have a choice.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, he is our landlord, and having people basically, as you say, extorting your tenants for money is kind of bad business.
So right or wrong, we still have to do something about it.
Well, I don't want anyone to get hurt.
Oh, me either, friend.
That's not on the plan.
We are here to protect your freedom that you traveled here for and you are staying within this city for.
You see, he gets a little like red in the face and see his eyes tear up. He's like, sorry, just keep thinking how thankful I am for me and my brother to live here. People like you. I'm sure that we can, can we take a step outside? I don't want Sly to hear.
Oh, after you, old friend.
He would be extremely upset if he knew what was going on.
Of course.
Of course.
So you guys kind of step out into the, this kind of end of this avenue on their front stoop, and he goes and he kind of sits down and he starts up a little pipe, just with like snapping his fingers, and it turns a light, and he starts kind of smoking a little bit, and he's like, they come by about every 3 weeks. I haven't seen them two and a half weeks. It's been a little bit. There's generally two or three of them. Usually one man. He's dressed in some mighty fine armor. Gold with a key emblem on his chest. He's got two lackeys. They look a lot more shady than he does.
Can I do a knowledge on these guys?
Yeah, go ahead and roll a knowledge religion for the key emblem.
I feel like I know what that is, but 23.
23? This is very obvious. A symbol of Abadar.
Yeah.
You can kind of guess this guy sounds like a paladin of Abadar. But it's weird because extortion, like making money makes sense, but like extorting tenants of like good business owners sounds like weird. Sounds off kilter for someone who would be like maybe like a paladin of Abadar or something.
Yeah, I don't think he would do that.
You guys can also roll like a knowledge local if you want to know if there's any like gangs or anything in the area like that. You can definitely do that.
Yeah.
I want to do that.
That's a knowledge local. Why didn't I take knowledge local? I'm an idiot. I live here. This is so dumb.
Hey.
You can take it at level 4.
Cool.
I rolled a 13 for a 20.
I also rolled a 20.
You guys don't know of any particular gangs that deal in this particular sort of like extortion like activities. The gangs in this area are a little more tied to the guilds, and oftentimes they're actually kind of, it's not super known, but Razan's probably just heard through the grapevine of being kind of living in the literal underbelly of the city. And then Hannibal has just been around long enough to know that like the gangs here are definitely like paid by the guilds to like keep some like people in check, but it's not on the books as much. And people don't really talk about it.
Because
the guilds are legal. Shit. Yeah, but you've never heard of them like going out of the way to like charge tenants.
They would expose themselves in that way, right?
Right. It's more about intimidation when it comes to like guild territory. So if like the blacksmithing guild, they kind of work in a very particular part of the of guild side. And if there's a blacksmith that comes in and opens up like too many blocks over, sometimes they get intimidated to like fucking move. Like you're on the wrong area. Like this is like the merchant's guild or whatever it would be, or the fighter's guild or whatever, you know? So that's kind of what you know. There's like gangs, but there's no like independent gangs that you know of. It's pretty highly regulated. I mean, you know that Sheriff Bartleby Hadmore is like one of the head sheriffs in this district in Guildside, and they keep a pretty tight shift.
Okay. So
it seems out of the normal for you guys.
Would I know of anybody or have heard of anybody impersonating like a paladin of Abadar? Or like a priest of Abadar, just impersonating a church member?
You've never heard directly of like anything that's notorious. I mean, there is a temple to Abadar in the Twelves, the main like religious district, which is down in the further south on the city. But you don't know if you've never heard of that before, anything in particular. Like maybe you've heard some people being impersonated or some, you know, false priests or clerics or whatever, but nothing in particular about Abadar comes to mind.
There's something really scary about false priests.
Oh yeah, charlatans.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
terrifying.
I hate to break it to you, but I do not believe that the gentleman who was escorting the payment in the armor was in fact a paladin of Abadar. Or I think he may have been impersonating one.
Oh, I didn't even put that together. That's actually a really good. Oh, the key.
The key, yes.
I don't.
The first.
Not not a school of magic, not a thing I pay attention to. But that makes sense. I'm impersonating one.
Well, would have been a shit family crest. But yes, I believe he may be impersonating a paladin of Abadar.
Well, that's not good.
Well, no, for a number of reasons, but I am sure the church would not be too fond of hearing about this as well.
No, should we? Was that something we should report? I mean, I don't know how this works here.
Oh, you don't worry about that. We'll take care of it. We work for the same employer now.
Well, I mean, I don't work for Bestiv. I mean, pay him rent, but I don't work for him.
Well, I mean, profit is profit.
Yeah, but like he doesn't pay. Like, do you know how employment works? Like, they pay you.
Profiting off of your income.
Let's just agree to disagree. I don't work for the men.
Very good. No, I misunderstood your relationship.
But the only reason we have cash to spend at your establishment is due to Bestiv. So it's kind of a weird roundabout.
Right.
To be clear, these people, they go around to all the businesses in this area?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know my neighbors too well. I haven't been here that long. Plus, like, after what has been kind of the murmurings in the city, we're lucky that we do pretty well, but, I mean, Arcanist is not exactly popular nowadays, so people don't really talk to us that much.
What are these murmurings?
Well, I mean, apparently there were riots here, like, months ago. People were, like, pissed at the Lyceum Arcanium, which, why would you be? What a beautiful place to learn. I wish I would have grown up here. But no, I mean, people are not super stoked on mages, and, I mean, they're not even stoked on some of the deities. The ones that they say aren't real, you know, the ones who were people first. Kaelian and Nogabur and all them.
It will all blow over in time. It won't always feel this oppressive, I assure you.
I mean, this amount of stress and kind of upheaval that could kinetic energy in the people that could go any time is a lot less than revolts that happen on a monthly basis where I'm from.
I can imagine.
What we always say is the moment you build a castle is the moment you lose it. That's what we always say.
Oh.
That's fucked up.
Well, liege lords are dicks, so.
I wish I had a castle.
You got that right.
Not all of them. There's some good ones, but they don't usually last long enough to do good things.
Well, if these men are supposed to come here and collect their due within the coming week, perhaps we could be on call for you, so to speak.
Sure, actually, that might be. I mean, once again, I don't want anything bad to happen.
Well, we were just looking for a conversation. If you know where we could find them, you could simply tell us and we will be on our way. They will never know.
You see him, he takes like a couple puffs off of his pipe and he kind of blows a couple smoke rings. I'll be honest with you. The last time they were here, I wasn't in the front of the shop. Sly was. Sylvester doesn't exactly know what's going on, refused, and they kind of kicked the shit out of him. And so I don't want this to happen again. That's why I've been making him in the back. He's doing everything. He's building all of them. I haven't made a magic item in almost a month. I'm man in the shop doing the business, which is what I usually do, but I mean, I want to get my hands dirty as well. So, I mean, honestly, if you notice the glyph on the inside of the door there, that's not just decoration. I can trigger that whenever I want. I was planning on, I don't know.
They assaulted your brother and you didn't report it.
Yes, I thought you said they were good people.
They make me nervous.
You're worried they'll punish you if you say anything bad about them.
Yeah.
Well, we'll take care of it for you. Don't worry.
Why don't we do this? If they show up, I won't activate the glyph because I don't need a hole at the front of my shop I have to pay for.
Yes, that would be a bad look for an arcanist.
It would be a bad look, especially nowadays, but I'd rather have that than have them beat up my brother again. I may act antagonistic, but I love him. He's the only person I've got here, so with that, I'll be right back. And he kind of goes inside. He brings out this silver bell. Oh, it has this little silver chain on it, and he holds it up and he shakes it and doesn't make any noise. You see this? He shakes the bell. This will only ring if I contact you. It's enchanted to me, so take this. It won't ring unless I'm calling you, and I won't call you unless they're here.
Thank you. That sounds, like a lovely arrangement.
Perfect.
Locke, how far is your residence from this place? Do you live in Guildside?
No, it's, where?
She lives in Omrindale, on the western side of the city.
That's not far from here, right?
What's the walk like?
Maybe an hour?
Fuck.
Maybe. Oh, an hour walk, yeah.
Maybe we should get a place to stay for a couple nights on this side of town.
Oh yeah, an Airbnb.
Yes, an hour is far too long a walk.
It's not a bad idea.
Well, we've got a spare bedroom upstairs. I mean, we live above the building. So, I mean, you could stay here. I mean, that might be a little weird. And one room for all five of you might be a little uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. I'm quite fine with it.
But there's also, like, not a too bad place to stay just down the road, a few blocks down.
What do you all think?
Whatever's easier for all of you.
It would be free. And I will admit, it's been quite some time since I've had roommates, other than Judas, of course.
Me too.
Sleepover it is.
Sleepover it is.
Sounds fun.
That's a good place. Look out, it's got a restaurant on the bottom as well. The Hungry Hippogriff.
Oh my god.
How nice.
How's that not a game?
Hungry, hungry hippogriffs.
And also, David, it's Air D&D, bro.
Air D&D. Oh, man. Yeah, that's so good.
Thank you for that.
Air Dead and Deckfist.
Stop.
Deckfist.
Stop.
There's something there. We got time.
Before we go, could I buy some things, too, from your shop?
Oh, of course, yes. I don't mean to interrupt all your shopping. Come on, come back inside.
Oh, I'm sorry, no time. In.
Bye.
So, anyone else? Where do we want to get today? Put something on in reserve or buy something?
I was
now,
looking for some potions,
something?
If you have any.
Sure, we don't carry a ton of potions. We're not accomplished alchemists as much. I do dabble in a bit, and my brother's probably better at that. But sure, we probably have some rudimentary ones for you. We don't typically carry those as much.
That's fine. Mostly healing potions is what I was looking for.
Okay. Which ones in particular are you looking for?
I was thinking 3 cure light wounds potions and
okay.
2 of the moderate.
2 of the moderate. Let me do some math for you here. Pulls out his little pocket abacus again. That, for all those with your discount, be 675 gold.
Perfect. And then there's one more thing I'm looking for, but I'm not sure if you'd have it in a place like this. It's a bit different. It's a
okay. Why don't you hit me with
type
that?
Of coat or like a jacket, if you will. It's called sipping jacket. Do you have anything like that?
Sipping jacket. Okay, this I got to look in the catalog again. Give me a moment.
Is that like a smoking jacket? Like you can drink and spill it on yourself and not have to worry about the smell of alcohol on you?
Sort of, but not for alcohol. For potions.
So you can't smell the potions on you.
Something like that.
I'm just curious with this item. Are you attempting to use this with extracts?
I'm not sure. I read...
Because it won't work
I
with
read
those.
A blog
it says
post
potions.
That was saying that alchemists should be able to use it with extracts, but I don't know if you were going to allow me to do that. I'll get it either way because it's great for potions too, but...
I would say I don't think it works with
that's
extracts because
it
specifically
it
says
way.
Potions like that.
A lot of people online are saying that like their GM let them do it, but it's fine if you don't want to let me do it. I'll get it either way. I will do it either way. It's up to you. I mean, because extracts are basically like a potion, but I know that the description says potion, so.
But also, it's basically not high or low.
High.
62. Yeah,
Woo!
It works.
Yes.
When I can't decide rules awesome. Like that really don't matter balance of the game, Woo! I'm going to leave it up to 50-50 shot. So yeah, they do work for that.
Nice.
Cool. Yeah, wait, this is a specialty item, so I don't have this in stock. We don't carry these, but I could have it made for you.
All right.
This one's going to take the better part of a week, though.
That's fine. I can wait.
Well, let me see. With your discount, it'll be 4,500 gold.
Wait, I thought it was 2,500.
That's the cost to make it.
Oh,
or not
shit.
The cost of the item is at the very top, which is 5,000.
Oh, really? Oh, I don't know if I can afford it then.
How much more do you need?
Money bags over here.
Does anyone?
Well, I have to wait. I have to like save up to buy the thing I want. So.
So you'll spend all your money now?
Well, if it's yeah. a couple hundred.
Sure, sure.
If I didn't pitch in for the bag of holding and I didn't get the potions.
How much do you need?
I would need. Oh my God, math. It's 4,500.
4,500.
I have 5,808 right now. So.
Oh, well, you can buy it then.
Well,
yeah,
that's
but that's
not
including
the
all the
bag
other
of
stuff I bought.
So 450, so that gives you 5,350. And then potions, how much were the potions?
675.
There were 6 something.
Yeah, you still have enough.
I do?
Leave you with a couple hundred gold.
Yeah, I would leave you with 175 gold left over.
Oh, shit.
Do it.
I would literally be spending all my money. How about this?
That you're still, that's still out like 100 more gold than you started with.
That's true. How about this? Can I buy 2 less potions just to give me a little bit more of a buffer?
Okay, which potions?
1 less moderate and 1 less cure light.
Gotta do the
Sorry.
Math. That's okay. 360 gold for 2 cure light and 1 cure moderate.
So that would be...
So you'll have 535 gold left.
Perfect.
Okay,
I'll
well,
take it.
For now...
Sorry.
For now, we'll have you put down 2,250.
Okay.
And then you can pay us the rest at the end if you want to. Or you can pay it all now. It's your choice. Usually we put down half at the start.
That's fine.
Or you could pay it all now if you want to.
I'll put down half for now.
So when you pick it up, it'll be about 5 or 6 days. We'll just check back in a week and we'll be done by then.
Grace, thank you so much.
Beautiful. You have us all making some items we haven't had in stock. I haven't had this in stock. I mean, at least since back when we were in Avalok, we haven't had one of these probably since last year. So we don't make these very often. And that was a special order as well.
Happy to be of service.
Well, we're the service. You're the patron. It's semantics. It doesn't matter. Anyone else? Any last things you want?
Yes. Yeah,
was it Kenzo?
Yes.
You haven't bought anything?
No, it's true.
Not that you have to, but you're here.
I would like to, but I don't know. I would like my armor upgraded, and I don't know. Should I take off my clothes now?
Here. Please don't.
I mean, I can't here.
He slowly starts to undress.
No, it's fine. He just stares at you
the whole time. He's like, it's fine. It's here.
Why don't I do this for you? You watch him snap his fingers, and you're now in like a cloud of fog just around your 5-foot square. That's better.
I have a cloak, man. It's fine. And I've got...
Yeah, well, no one can see you now. So
he steps out of the cloud.
The cloud follows you.
Oh, it's fine. It's like you've never seen a man naked before, I guess.
No, I'm trying to give you some privacy.
Oh, I don't know what that is, but thank you, I guess.
And then he just hands you his clothes and goes, I would just like these upgraded. And then, you know, he wants it +2.
What is your armor, David?
It's a Masterwork chain shirt.
Yeah, but you wouldn't hand him your clothing. You would hand him the armor.
No, he doesn't get it. He doesn't understand.
Yeah, he takes it all off. Yeah.
He's Kenzo. He's like, okay, you can.
He pulls the chain shirt out and hands you back the robes. Goes, you can still wear this.
No, I've got.
Don't want it.
I've got my
fucking filthy.
I've got my. No, it's not. I washed it like 7 days ago.
And he just, like, you see, like, Silas just looks at everyone else just like, who the fuck do you guys hang out with?
And we just nod our heads.
My banana hammock I washed like 2 days ago. It's fine.
Oh, a subligariat. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's it? Oh, wow. You guys have such fancy words. Subligariat.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You can wear your robes. I just need the chain shirt. And he says, thank you. And he kind of jingles it and they're like, this will take a day. Come back tomorrow and I can enchant it for you. No problem. I specialize in the armor and the weapons.
Thank you.
And some wondrous items.
How much?
For the armor upgrade, well, this is already a fine craft. So this is going to be, should be about 900 gold.
900 for +2.
You want the second level of enhancement?
Please.
Oh, sure. That's going to be, it's going to be 3,600.
I don't want the discount. Is that with the discount?
Yes.
I don't want it. You guys are already being robbed.
Oh, Kenzo.
3,600 is fine.
Okay.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. That's not with the discount. It would be cheaper if it had the discount. So you can just have it with that. 3,600 is the retail price. In fact, I'm upcharging you.
Kenzo stares for a while.
For the nudity.
For the nudity.
Okay, fine.
And he snaps his fingers and the cloud goes away and it's just Kenzo standing there in like his little like crotch wrapping.
Crotch wrapping.
Hi, guys.
He's fucking ripped. He's jacked as fuck. He's fucking jacked as shit.
I have never seen you like this before.
You have an 18 strength, and what's your con?
My con is... should be like a 14, at least.
I think you have better than that.
Let me see. Nope, my con's 14.
14? Okay. Yeah, he's jacked as fuck.
I'll put my robes on. It is nice, though. It's so warm today.
I mean, have you been outside? It's cool. It's like the end of September.
I don't know.
We're up in the mountains.
I got sweat in my sandals. It's like all leaking down.
Mm-mm.
Block covers her eyes.
You want to pay the 3,600 now or half now and half later?
No. We'll do it all now.
Okay. 3,600 for you. He goes and he gets his little card down and attaches it to one of the rings and goes and hangs it up on a rack in the back. He says, that will be done tomorrow. Come by in the afternoon. We've got some things to take care of in the morning, so I won't get to it, but in the afternoon should be fine. Anytime after 2 p.m. should be okay.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Otherwise, we're just waiting for some shitbags to come show up, right?
This is right.
Seems like it.
Well,
I mean, that's it for me.
Well, I appreciate you all coming down here. I know the whole thing just makes me nervous, okay? That's why I wasn't super straight up at front at first. I'm more than happy to pay and leave it be and just get on with things, but I'm not going to stand up for them hitting my brother.
It's all right. You don't have to anymore.
Yes.
We will protect you.
Us transplants have to stick together, you know.
And he pats him on the shoulder.
He just gives you like a smile and a nod.
Yes, and on behalf of the entire city of Rigel, I am truly sorry this was your experience here. This is not how we
treat our
citizens.
Don't worry about it. This has been, living here has been great. So the people are beautiful. The food's pretty cheap and it's delicious. I mean, We've got the market fucking pinned, mate. There's no one else who does stuff like we do here. There's a couple, but they're all a bit of posers.
None quite like you. That just
no. Name one other shop on the entire continent that has two twin arcanists working on the same projects. There isn't one. And neither, not one as handsome as we are. And he kind of gives you a wink. Uh-huh. Then he goes, I'm the better looking one.
Oh, obviously. Yes, of course. How do you think I could tell you apart?
True. Well, like I said, they should be by in the next few days. So you don't need anything else. Everyone, I'll have the items done over the next day to week, depending. Come on by. If I'm not in here, let Sly know your name. He'll remember you. He may be a bit odd, but he remembers face as well.
One more thing before we go. Do you yes. know a shop where I could possibly procure a bowler cap?
Bowler cap? Is that like a, what does that look like? We don't have those
like
back where I'm from.
A top hat, but it's shorter and round at the top.
I mean, there's plenty of nice hat shops in just over the wall, just through the gate there into the Lavender Promenade. They've got some nice places there.
Very good.
Sounds like, I think I've seen some people wearing those. Kind of an old thing. Must have an ad wear.
Well, you're not me.
Of course I'm not.
Anyway, always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure, Hannibal. Good seeing you. Thank you all for your business. I appreciate it. And thank you all for the help. I'm sure I'll have plenty of time to thank you again.
Thank you.
You will be nearby.
Good. Well, maybe if you're all hanging out at the old Hippogriff, I mean, we close in just probably late. So we close usually around 6 p.m. depending. Maybe I'll come drag old Sly along. We'll have a drink or two, huh?
That sounds nice. I am hungry.
That sounds great.
Good. We'll come looking for you.
Who has the bell?
The what?
The bell. Who has the bell?
That was our That's crowd. A
good question.
Yeah, who decided to take it?
I'll take it if nobody else wants it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Cool.
All right, let's go get Shane a hat and then go to the Hippogriff.
Let's just tell me how much to mark off. I'll just mark it off.
Yeah, I think a hat like that, like, how fancy do you want? Scale of 1 to 10.
Well, how fancy do you think my tuxedo is?
Oh, my God.
You tell me?
I want to say at least an 8.
An 8? Okay. An 8? Okay. For a single little bowler hat.
I want it to match.
An 8 out of 10 that matches 15 gold. 15 right. gold for a Thanks, nice buddy. One. It's just a hat. Yeah, 15 gold for a really nice one. I'd say like the best one you could get maybe like 20, but they might have to like special make it for you.
Cool.
But 15 they have in stock.
Over my headband of vast intelligence, and I look okay. dapper as fuck.
You do look dapper as fuck.
Oh, hey there, Hannibal.
Hey, Holly.
Hello. I just spent 15 gold on essentially nothing.
But you get to say you look cool.
On roleplay.
Yeah. Wait, guys, let's say this. Is everyone very impressed by Hannibal's hat?
I'll spend more gold. All you gotta do is say no.
When he says at your service, now you gotta tip it always.
Oh,
tip
yeah.
Tip it always.
Definitely. Now I just need a staff that looks like a cane.
Okay, so you guys go. You guys take a little jaunt. It's a little odd going into the Lavender Promenade. You're not allowed to be there. It's not that kind of a society where it's like, this is reserved. But we'll just say this. It's not like it's Karthar going into the parapets. That seems like a million fucking years ago you guys did that.
Yep. Yep.
Like a million fucking years ago.
It was a year ago, actually.
I know. It was like episode 7 or 8.
Yeah.
That's
the original
crazy.
Show, man.
Like 1,000 lives later.
Spoilers!
Earlier.
Spoilers! You shouldn't be here if you haven't listened to that through episode 8, at least. But... You guys do that. It's super nice. Like there's lots more flowers here. It's a lot more organic. The whole place looks like a big fucking park, but they're all manors. There's no like apartment buildings. That there is shops and everything, but it's all big manors and stuff. But everybody's dressed really nice here. You maybe get some odd looks for some of the rougher individuals in your group, but like no one's particularly snooty. Most of the time people walking through here, they're either just walking through here cause it's a shortcut from one part of the city to the other, or they just ignore you. Like you don't get a particular vibe really. Feels a little weird to be here because how fucking nice it is. But you guys end up going to the Hungry Hippogriff. It's this big 3-story building, red bricked and everything. It has this large hippogriff statue that just has what looks to be like the back end of a goblin hanging out of its mouth, its feet dangling down below. And you guys go inside. It just says the Hungry Hippogriff all carved into the wood. You guys are able to like, you know, get a room. I mean, how long do you guys want to book it for?
3 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
3 days? Okay. 4. Do you guys want to get like a couple different rooms? What are you looking for?
Yeah. Boys and girls?
Well, I thought we were staying with them. No?
Yeah, I thought about it. Screw that.
Okay. Really?
Okay. Yeah, dude. No, Kenzo farts a lot. You guys are fucked.
I mean, you still could. You can go right back.
Yeah, we can.
Okay.
If you guys want to.
I was excited about the summer.
We can do it.
I'm kidding.
He suggested either you can stay in their guest room, which he said would be a little tight fit for 5 of you, but you could do it. Or he said just a couple blocks down, probably like east of here, is the Hungry Hippogriff.
I don't want to split the party, but I would be more than happy if Hannibal stayed with them.
If you guys want to.
I wanted to snuggle with everyone. Party.
Okay, we'll say this. I'm just, for brevity, you guys double back and you come back in. Bing, bong, bing, bong, bong, bing. And you see, very quickly, Silas turns around and goes, oh, what's up, friends? Want to buy something else?
We all have our overnight bags.
We're ready for the slumber party.
You want to stay in the room? Sure, let me show you up. And he goes, you guys walk past the counter through like these two little kind of double swinging doors, and he opens the door to the back area. And you can see right in here, as you open it up, there's like all these weird colors glowing in the area. Like they're not so vibrant, they're attacking your eyes, but it's just kind of bouncing off the walls in here. And you can see over on the left-hand side, Sylvester is currently sitting at a desk, this really elaborate like laboratory, and he's currently working on something that's just shooting like light rays all over the place. Oh. But they're not hurting you or anything. And he just Silas is like, don't worry, he's fine. Sylvester, like, you hear him, he's like, what? What? I'm working. Go, oh, what is this? Oh, oh, hello. Hello, I'm just working. It's not harmful, don't worry. You guys are just like, there's these rainbow light rays going through, and he walks you through to the next little exit of that room, and he brings you up kind of a stairwell and brings you up to the second story. It was like a nice little landing, which has like a nice little parlor kind of living room that's attached to a kitchen. And then there looks to be like a lavatory on one side with a bedroom attached, and then another door on the right-hand side where he leads you guys over to. And it's like, it's not a very big room. It's maybe like 12 by 12, maybe like 15 by 15 at most. But there's two beds in there. He's like, sorry, it's not, doesn't have enough for all of you. But I mean, you could just, I mean, you all have some bed rolls or something. But this is it. The loo is right across the way. Help yourself to whatever food's in the pantry. I mean, that's all fine. We'll just replenish it. No big deal. But yeah, I mean, make yourselves at home. There's some board games in the other room if you want to play them. I'll say this then. They're not that good. Sly was the one who made them. So
that's
I would
good darkness.
Love
terrible game designer.
You try one of these games.
So there's this game where you pretend to be these other characters and you roll these multi-sided dice.
Oh.
But for some reason you pick it up and it says fourth edition by Sylvester Fitzelbrick.
Oh,
you sound like you've been saying Sly this whole fucking time too, and it's just like racking my brain.
Sly. Yeah. Yeah.
It's
oh my god.
I'll make sure that I say Sylvester from now on. Anyways, you all just make yourselves at home. I got to man the shop for the rest of the day. I mean, you can come in and out, just maybe not all of you at once. Maybe like listen to see if there's customers, because that, let's be honest, that would just be weird if there's a group of five people just filing out of the back of my shop while there's people trying to buy things.
Thank you very much for your hospitality.
Absolutely. Yeah. Your house is my house is yours. And just excited that there's people on our side in this. I really thought I'd be paying these guys out the nose for like the rest of forever. So
we won't let that happen.
Good. Well, enjoy the terrible board games. I'm going to you guys hear bing bong. He's like, oh, shit. I'll talk to you all later. And he kind of hustles downstairs. You guys are left up here all alone in another person's house.
Well, I guess this is our house for the next few days.
I forgot about the bird.
He didn't forget about you.
Hey, Hannibal.
Yes.
Dibs. And he runs and jumps onto one of the beds.
Good play, young man. Good play. Do you mind holding Judas, Arkrov? I want to try something.
Okay.
He puts him on your lap as you sit on the edge of the bed. He
starts petting him.
Yeah, he just
hold him still.
And Hannibal takes off his hat, and then he takes off his headband, and he puts the headband around the hat, and then he puts the hat on Judas.
Says, oh my god.
Can you understand me now, boy?
What is Judas's intelligence?
Oh my god.
I hope this works.
Please,
so badly.
For the love of God.
So
hope this works.
Badly.
His intelligence right now is a 7.
Oh, damn it.
So it'd be a 9. That's pretty good for an animal.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, but Josh's rules would be an 18.
Yeah. I will say, like, he already can understand what you're saying,
mm-hmm.
like, pretty well. It's a familiar, it's like, you only need to be like, intelligence like 3 or something like that to understand words,
mm-hmm.
something like that. So he can already understand you. As you put the hat on, you see there's a moment where like his eyes go really wide, wider than they already are, because they're just these big orbs in his head, because he's a fucking bird. They don't blink like that.
We probably can't see his eyes very well if he has his giant hat on him.
Right. So you put it on and you probably watch, like, you watch him like twitch for a second, like not violently, but just like, and you watch him like scuttle for a minute, and he kind of scuttles in Arkrov's arms.
It's okay, boy. It's okay.
And he kind of stops, and he's just like, he kind of like tilts his head back, and you can see his eyes peeking out from under the brim of the hat. just barely. And he's like looking, he's looking around like he's super observing everything. He's just like,
who's my pretty boy? Who's my good bird?
I don't know if this bird has any way to express that he's smarter right now. Because he can't just talk because he's a bird. You know what I mean? They don't speak. The way that A understands song is it's like a magic thing.
Right.
That's why you guys hear song going meow, meow, meow and purring, but really like they're communicating. But he can't communicate because he doesn't have like lips.
Kenzo will kneel and he'll pull out the little blade that they got and he'll slide it to him and he'll be like, pick it up, Judas, in your mouth. Pick it up.
No, don't do that, Judas. It's very sharp.
Not blade forward, just the handle.
Kenzo, what are you trying to do to my boy?
Trying to make him look menacing. He's so cute.
You see him go over and he walks up. He like nudges the blade with his beak and then he kicks it away and he goes and he stands next to Hannibal and he like puts his chest out. He's like, wah.
Well,
you heard him.
Your bird's a fucking pacifist, dude.
Are you kidding me?
He goes up and he pecks Kenzo right in the face. Kenzo hops back over and he stands next to Hannibal. He's like, wah.
Kenzo doesn't even flinch.
You don't have to put up with this.
He takes the hat off.
I'm sorry, Judas.
And you watch him like shake his head for a second.
Kenzo stares at Judas and goes, I'll remember this bird. I'll remember this.
And he picks up the tiny blade and he puts it back in his banana hammock.
A new rivalry.
Yeah, sorry. He can't just magically talk out of nowhere, buddy.
That would be worth a shot.
But for that like couple minutes, like you know magically that bird had an 18 intelligence.
That's insane.
But he was just like, he was trying, you can see he was like shaking, kind of trying to rectify, like, what am I?
Oh my God. Like literally smarter than me.
It's like Forky, you know?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah. All Forky. I'm trash.
He's trying to throw himself away.
What's the actor that played him from Arrested Development?
What is his name? I can't remember. It's the
Mother, these are my rewards, Mother, from Army.
Yeah, my favorite is when he has the prosthetic because he got his hand bitten off by a seal.
I'm a monster! I'm a monster! Mother, I just love that. These are my rewards, Mother, from Army. And it's stuffed animals taped to his chest. All right, guys. Anything anybody wants to do in particular while you're up here? Want to try any of these board games?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, let's do it. Only because I want to see if Josh prepared something. Or if we're going to play.
Oh, it's fine. I didn't. I'm just going to make it up on the spot. It'll be just as good.
Excellent.
Let's do it. I just want to see us inside of this Pathfinder game play a D&D 4th edition game. With new characters.
No, you don't. You don't want to experience that. No, you don't.
So as you guys kind of rummage through like this shelf in their main little parlor room where they have like a couch and everything, it's cozy up here. It's definitely like a bachelor pad. Like two brothers live here. The weird thing is like there's only two bedrooms in this house and one of them is a guest room.
Oh,
it seems like they sleep in the same room.
Oh, God. That's cute.
No, that is cute. That's like my sister's growing up, you know?
But you guys go and look at their little, there's a bunch of books and bookshelves, but the bottom half of this bookshelf is full of just these like little boxes, like wooden boxes that have like kind of etched into them, like different names of games and stuff. And you guys do find there's a couple books and there is that one book that does say it's called,
we got it. You got it, Josh. You can do it.
You find it and it's labeled C&C. Castles and Creatures.
Nice.
Oh, it's like the Chanel with the C's facing in.
Yeah, we fucking play C&C, dude.
Yeah,
play some C&C. Yeah. So you guys open it up, and it's like, oh my God, there's a lot of rules. Hannibal, go ahead and roll. Just roll an intelligence check.
19.
Dude, you spend the next like hour, you read through a huge portion of the book, and you totally get it. You just don't know all the intricacies of like what they call classes.
Okay. Okay, I found the perfect game. Apparently, you make an alternate persona, and you have a job. Like, there's a sword one, there is a magic one, there's a holy one, there's a daggers one, there are a few other ones.
You guys see in the book, as he's flipping through, it literally says, sword one, magic one, holy one, daggers one.
Fist one.
Fist one.
Well, that sounds like fun.
I'm prepared to be the arbiter in this game if you all would like to participate.
This sounds fun. Let's play.
Oh, very good. Judas, would you like to play? Oh, you're right. Five is a rather large party. Maybe you could just watch.
Or is Kenzo asleep?
Kenzo stroked out. He's just crashed
on a lazy boy. Mm-hmm. The recliner's up. He's fully horizontal and just like out. His katana has fallen to the side. And he's just like fully just open.
Well, Judas, looks like we are out a holy one.
And he takes off his hat and he puts it back on Judas.
You watch the eyes get real big again.
That's got to be so terrifying.
And he just shakes the hat off and just goes. And then you watch him like ruffle all his feathers and just like. He shakes his head.
I don't think he likes that.
Yes, I think you're right. Anyway, it should only take us about 4 or 5 hours to create a character, and then we should be ready to go.
Oh, good. All right.
No. It's fine. Just my face is a saddle. It's fine.
Fuck. What the hell?
So what's everybody's job they're going to choose?
Oh,
I am the nature boy.
Oh. The nature boy.
It literally says that, nature boy.
Ric Flair.
I don't think I understand this game. Just the daggers, I guess.
No, you can't pick daggers. You already have daggers.
How they work. That's why I would pick them.
But that's boring. It'd just be like your everyday life.
Is there something wrong with my everyday life?
No, but the whole point of a game is for escapism.
Guys, oh my god. Razan doesn't have an imagination.
Oh, no. It makes sense.
Oh, my God.
Very well. You do not have to play. Would you like to be the rules person?
No, you should be the... let's see. You should be the holy one.
Yes, that's very different from something you do.
It would be fun.
Or you could be the magic one.
I guess the holy one. I'm not a holy person.
You're just pretending. I almost called you Salai.
You will be.
I am regretting this game already.
You're just pretending, Razan. It'll be fun.
Why would I pretend to be someone else? That's lying.
It's a game,
for fun.
Razan.
Don't you ever have fun?
It's not lying.
Look, I don't understand it, but it's fine. If you say that this is how we have to play the game, then I'll play the game this way.
Okay, so the object of the game is to have fun. There is no winning.
You can't win.
Then
what's the point?
Unfortunately, like I said, it's just to have fun.
Oh, right. All right. Sorry, continue.
Which one were you again, Locke?
I can't remember.
Let's see, we have the sword one, the magic one, the hands one, and the useless musician.
And that is literally what it says. Useless musician in the book. Useless is underlined three separate times.
The swords one sounds like fun.
Good choice. Okay. Fast forward 4 hours. Are you all ready to play?
I'm ready.
Kenzo wakes up. Are we playing the game?
Fast forward 2 hours.
Okay, Kenzo. Now that we're all ready to play.
Wait, what job are you playing, Kenzo?
Oh, he's the playing musician. The useless musician.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And he says, my name is going to be Dave Matthews.
Yeah.
The fantasy is just exuding from you.
Yeah, man. I'm waiting for people to crash into me and stuff.
Okay. I'm glad we're all started. So, you are in a castle, and let me check my notes. Yes, there are creatures. Proceed.
What do we do?
Proceed.
I take out my sword.
Okay. You see him pick up a dice? No, I'm sorry. You do not, in fact, pick up your sword.
Oh, all right.
I rolled a one.
I thought that I was supposed to do the rolling.
No, I read the book. I am the roller, definitely.
There's only one set of dice, and they're hand-carved.
Okay, then never mind.
You could tell they're really not evenly carved either.
Oh, I'll try it again. Hold on. Maybe I hit a bump and that's it. Nope, that's another one.
Oh. Oh, well.
I would like to be a tree.
Okay. Let me check the rules. Yes, you can do that.
Great. How lovely.
I'm a tree.
Is everyone having fun?
So much so fun. Much.
This is delightful.
I'm not. No.
Okay. The creatures are going to... Oh. They have found the pantry.
Oh, no. What does that mean?
What does this mean?
They win.
What?
I thought there was no winning.
I'm sorry. I don't make the rules, Rosal.
But hold on.
Nope, game over. Nope,
I need to sing to them.
I made it to the pantry, Kenzo. I'm sorry.
No, this isn't over.
No.
We're
no.
not going to leave it at this.
Well, that's you can read the rules then if you want.
We have to fight the creatures.
That is our pantry.
Yes, we have to defend the pantry, obviously.
No, it is the creature's castle.
Why are we in their castle?
I don't know. You read the rules.
And he just throws you the rule book.
Oh, all right.
This was fun, but I am tired.
Everybody roll a perception check.
Oh my God.
I got a 15.
17.
22.
6.
The useless musician got a 19.
Okay. Locke and Kenzo, you guys hear very faintly from the other room. Little jingle noise.
Who heard it?
Me.
Kenzo and Locke.
Wait, does anyone else hear that?
Yes, I thought it was a part of the game.
What is it?
Is that the chain?
Yes, we're being requested.
Locke opens the door and runs out.
Hold on. Oh my God.
I grab the bell.
Okay, it's sitting with your, I'll say it was like sitting with your stuff in the other room, Hannibal. Door's open, but you guys just hear it in the other room.
And it wasn't back, the bell.
You grab the bell and you pick it up and you watch it's like currently vibrating on the end of the chain. It's a little, very faint little noise. It's not very loud.
Locke runs downstairs.
You run downstairs? What does everybody else do?
Same. Follow, same. Grab all my stuff.
Yeah. Judas in hand. You know what they say about a bird in the hand?
It's worth two in the bush. And we'll pick it up there at episode 12. You guys played Pathfinder, which is a version of D&D, but inside of it you played C&C.
Mm? Yeah.
That was
crazy. Awesome. We'll have to elaborate on this more. You guys will have to take this rule book and maybe play some more during our sessions. I think that's really really fun.
Gotta
we can hopefully open up Razan's. We can invent Razan's imagination. Get her to kind of open up a little bit. Yeah, C&C. Castles and Creatures. Session. Oh, man. All right, everybody. As always, thank you so much for listening. Make sure you check out Direct Relief and Black Lives Matter. It's going to be linked inside the description. They're both super awesome organizations that you need to get involved with. Check out, donate if you can. If not, just keep aware and try keep spreading that good word. There's a lot of important stuff going on with both those two groups, two of the probably most important things threatening our country and around the world right now. So other than that, check us out at podcallquest.com. Throw us a like and a follow over on Twitter and Instagram at PodCalledQuest. A big shout out to Sirenscape and Larian Studios for all the awesome sound effects and music. You can check out them and all the other composers whose music we use at PodCalledQuest.com, as well as in each every episode show notes. And as always, and once again, thank you guys so much for listening. And thank you to every one of our patrons for donating. Guys, we're at a crisp $2.99 a month right now.
Who's
and 43 patrons. Whoever the next person who becomes a patron will be the one to break that $300 a month mark. Gosh. And we'll love you forever. I mean, we don't have a special goal for that, but I mean, you'll be the person and you'll always know.
You'll always be the person.
Yeah. Anyways, guys, thank you all for donating. Thank you all for being here. We love you so much. We'll see you guys all here next Friday for episode 12. And other than that, have a good weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
It was a very terrible joke.
Yeah, I hope I can edit around it.
Me too.